What's up, stoners, stonettes, stonettes? We are here for a bonus episode of Opinionated Stoner. So grab your blunts, your bongs, your joints, or whatever the fuck you like to smoke. Grab your crown, your beer, or your tequila, or whatever the fuck you like to drink. And get high. And get drunk. Because we're drunk. J Dreads and Tori B. What's up, man?
What's up?
What's up?
I definitely don't go by Tori B, though.
He is Tori B, Wild B, short for Wilderness Brandon, or whatever the fuck you like to call this man. He is it.
That would be Brandon.
Is it?
It is.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You pause?
So what we like to drink around here is Crown, because that's what the fuck we're on tonight.
Yeah. Crown Apple, and I'm on some gas, and I'm not talking about Olean.
I feel like I've kept on drinking beer, but I've quit drinking. We ran out of Crown. I feel like I'm getting a little bit of a headache from that shit. I might need another beer.
You know what? I got a beer, but I'm about to drink it.
I'm going to have one around here somewhere.
Brandon but was looking for a beer, but he drank it.
I'm not saying. Oh, no, I see it now.
Yo, he sees it now, yo.
Yeah, so we cut the last episode short, man. JP has some shit to do. How'd that shit go? You straight?
Yeah, dude. It was great. So, long story short, I had something in my pocket, and something was sticking out. So, somebody didn't start any problems with me. So, it went smoothly, and I helped my friend.
Makes perfect sense to me.
It makes perfect sense to me.
Alright.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then
you on in, though.
Then, yeah, exactly. Then you probably be the one to call the cops.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about. Did we talk about Nick Cannon dissing Eminem?
Maybe, but let's talk about it now. So,
do you know he's dropped a third fucking diss track?
Yeah, dude, I haven't listened to it, but I've heard about it.
I'm not gonna lie, I think the third is the hardest.
It was hard?
The
dude,
hardest.
As a matter of fact, so, okay, for those of y'all listening, I actually went to the studio today earlier, and, well, after I got, or before I was recording, whenever I go there, I normally kick it with my producer, Hollywood. Shout out Hollywood, by the way. 10-9. Go follow him. Go listen to his shit. We had a conversation about Nick Cannon, actually, dude. And he put me on to another Nick Cannon song with Omarion that I actually thought was hard as fuck, dude.
Is Nick Cannon rapping?
Like, yeah.
Rapping?
Yeah, Omarion did the hook. No, actually, yeah, right, Omarion.
Is it a good song or did he really rap his ass off?
I mean,
there can be a difference.
Okay, yeah, I agree. He didn't rap his ass off, but it was a good song. Like, his rap verses, he killed it. I will say that. Like, it's not a hard type of song, but in the genre that that song would be in, I think it's hard.
I don't expect it to be hard with Omarion.
Yeah, but and if we're talking about hard in that genre of music, like, I think this is a good ass song, bro. I forgot what it's called because I'm drunk, but.
So you haven't heard the third diss track?
Nah.
All right, so this one's actually Nick Cannon by himself.
Oh, shit, dude.
I think the corniest thing about it was, okay, you know how the first one was called The Invitation?
It said canceled.
Yeah, The Invitation canceled.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit corny, and not so much the it being the title. I think it's more corny that at the end, he starts kind of talking. He's like, yo, you know I called the first one The Invitation. Well, now The Invitation's canceled. I thought that part was corny because Nick, he wasn't coming on your motherfucking show, bro.
I think, you know what? I didn't even have to listen to it. I actually had that thought. I was like, he probably said that because he didn't respond.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, okay, so this song brought something to light that I didn't know. A lot of people were saying they knew that already. So apparently before Eminem, I think it was before he made it. I could be wrong because they said this was like a 88 song. I don't think he made it to like 95, right? But regardless, this is fucked up. He put out a song, and the story is he had just broke up with a black woman, and I guess it went bad. He put out a song saying the hook was black bitches are stupid, black bitches are dumb.
Who, Eminem? Like
yeah. And so Nick Cannon sampled that song into his diss. And I think that right there actually was hard as fuck.
I didn't know he had a song like that. I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, you really should listen to that diss. Because, I mean, and also, I mean, I guess we both should look up the original song. But you listen to that diss, man, that shit's crazy. Like, I was like, oh, shit. And Nick, people were still saying, man, Nick can't rap, man. Like, I wanted to.
He definitely can rap. He definitely can.
I think people just want to think Nick can't rap.
People are just trying to compare him to Eminem, is what I think they're doing.
That's true. But I think they're also trying to compare him to how he came up. He can't rap because he was a Nickelodeon star. Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, dude, I kind of forgot all about that until you just now mentioned it.
Word.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I guess I know him for Wildin' Out more than I do anything. Well, plus his music, I don't know. I was bumping Gigolo way back in the day. Because I'm a Gigolo.
I vaguely remember the song. Not very well.
What do you mean? We played it in the car. Like,
I know, but that doesn't count as far as what I actually remember when it came out.
Okay, gotcha.
About to sit down. Yo, another thing we didn't talk about, man. That police shootout with the UPS truck. So, for those that may not know, a dude saw some, I don't know if he broke into like a jewelry store or what, but he saw some shit, held up a UPS driver at gunpoint and saw the truck.
Yo, hold up, bro. I'm seeing numbers right now. I'm a lot drunker than I thought I was. Hold up, dude.
Sitting down, fuck you.
Yo, hold up, we're recording, bro. What the fuck? Go ahead, dude. I forgot what you were saying, bro, but go ahead.
Sitting down, fuck you up.
Huh?
Sitting down, fuck you up.
Yeah.
That's why I ain't sit down.
I'm about to stand back up.
And that's why this is a bonus.
Oh, no, dude. Yo, go what you were saying, bro. Go ahead. Hold on. Wait. Let me stand up. Dude, that put me all the way up, man. Hold on. I thought I couldn't stand. Turns out I can't sit.
What a plot twist there.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to be with you. Go ahead.
It's my birthday weekend, man. That's what this is all about.
Pow. HBD, Brandy, DC 23.
Nah.
Yeah, that's a little rap verse, bro.
Nah, it's HBD,
nah, hold on, dude. I'm about to spit a freestyle real fast. HBD, Brandy, Happy BD, DC 23. You know what I mean, Butterbean? You ain't on lean, you on crown, but you ain't a queen, you a king.
Yeah, I just remember that SoundCloud is Jay Dreads. Don't follow it.
Nah, dude. Actually, matter of fact, I just put out some shit today. Matter of fact, it's called A Goddamn Freestyle.
I will say it's actually kind of hard. It's nothing like what he just now said.
Kinda?
I mean, what you just now said, man, like, it's hard to, like, hype you up with that freestyle you just now gave us. And you called me Brandy, so I'm not agreeing with it, period.
Yo, you are Brandy. But anyways, back to the UPS driver. My bad, dude. I just didn't realize I was drunk. UPS driver, people got hostage. poor people, and then the driver is hostage, and then they go, so pick up, come on. What would you explain? All
right, so dude stole the UPS truck. Fucking police chase them. They end up in a standoff at a busy intersection. Police down, fire into the UPS truck, kill the two robbers, the driver, and somebody in a nearby car because it was a shootout.
Okay, you want my opinion?
Go ahead.
Okay, so, like, okay, I kind of developed an opinion on both sides of the situation because, okay, so for those of you who don't know, I work at Sphinx, and from time to time we have cops in there, and I've made friends with a couple of them, one in particular that I've actually made decent friends with. So he comes in the other day, and I ask him about this, straight up. No, seriously, you're laughing, but I legitimately asked him about this. So he kind of explained some shit to me, and then I kind of developed a perspective on both sides. Like, on one hand, I feel like they could have waited until the right time. Like, they could have continued to follow him and see where he went, especially because I think you told me that the chopper was on the UPS van, didn't you tell me that?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So if that's the case, I feel like it wouldn't have got away, so they definitely should have waited until a more appropriate time. But also, on the other hand, you know, the media, dude, is as corrupt as this government. Matter of fact, the media is the fourth branch of the government, in my opinion. So we can't always, so we don't really, really know what the situation is. You know what I mean? We don't know the actual situation. We just know what the media portrays the situation to be.
True.
So, I mean, that's kind of my opinion on both sides. They should have waited till a more appropriate time, but from speaking to an actual police officer about this and kind of thinking again, we don't really know the actual situation, that what actually happened. We just know what the media said happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. Makes perfect sense. I feel you, man. One of the other things that we didn't talk about, and now there's even newer news about the news that we didn't get to. Trump's impeachment.
I think he will remain our president.
It's definitely seeming like it. So he got impeached by the House, but the Senate gets to decide whether to, you know, I guess it's convict or acquit. I don't know how all that shit works, whatever the technical terms are. The Senate's going to get to decide. The House is ran by Democrats' majority. Majority vote wins. Therefore, all Democrats voted to impeach Trump. Republicans voted not to. Democrats outnumbered. You island. This motherfucker went and got the whole pot off my stove of macaroni.
Why did you interrupt? Why are you telling my business, bro? Why are you telling my business, bro? Like, God. You said you was going to throw it away.
Oh, no. You can have it. That ain't the issue.
What's the issue?
It's just funny.
Well, okay, well, let me eat my mac in peace. Mac in peace?
Mac in peace.
Let me eat my mac in peace and tell your story about whatever you just talked about.
What was I talking about?
I have no fucking idea.
Impeachment somehow.
Trump's impeachment.
House is run by Democrats. Majority wins. They impeached him. Now it's going to go to the Senate. The Senate gets to decide. The Senate is ran by Republicans' majority. Republicans' majority, even if some, are not going to vote to impeach them. Majority of Republicans. Whatever. Regardless. Trump's still going to be our president.
I don't think Trump's actually a bad person. I just think the way he says stuff makes him seem like an asshole. He don't know how to be nice. I think he says shit that makes him sound like this awful person, but I don't think that he really is. Because if you look at the shit that he's really done, like, to this country, a lot of shit is actually, like, have been benefited.
I think Trump's biggest issue is exactly what you said. You said something about he doesn't know how to talk or something.
He talks like he's an asshole, but he's really not.
Yeah.
People just go off of what it sounds like he said and don't look deep enough to what he actually said and what it actually meant.
I don't think it's fair enough to say he's not, though, because you call me a dick all the time.
Bro, you're definitely a dick.
So if I'm a dick, I definitely believe Trump's a dick.
You're a dick. I mean, he might be a dick, but he seems nice. He seems cool. I feel like, and also, I feel like, maybe not everybody, but I feel like a lot of people's problem with him is he's really, like, the only president that we've had that nobody can buy.
My problem with him mainly is how he talks. Like, he's came off very racist about certain things. He's came off, like, just very, I don't know, like, just... He sounds like an old white person. I mean, like, how they view things. And then other than that, he doesn't sound very intelligent. He doesn't talk very intelligently. So, I don't know. I feel like he's not a very great representation of what America is to be a president. But at the same time, he's not as bad as what some people think. You know, there's two sides. There's Democrats and Republicans, and really, man, like, that's the issue. There should be more than a two-party system. I'm against the whole two-party system thing, man, to be real. That's it. That's where corruption's coming from, man, because it's just, man, if you really think about it, and it's red and blue, like, that's just blood versus Crips, pretty much, in a political sense.
Democrats and Republicans.
Exactly. Democrats and Republicans. Yeah, that's what this shit should be called.
Yeah, dude. damn, bro. I'm about drunk as fuck, man.
Yeah, me too, man. I got fucking headache. Yeah, so... Pablo Escobar's brother, Roberto Escobar, is coming out with his own cellular phone.
How's that shit work?
It's called the Escobar Fold 1 because it folds and it's a touchscreen, so it's not a regular flip phone. And this is right around the time that the Razr is being talked about for like $1,500. He's talking about his being a couple hundred.
So it's cheap?
Yeah.
What? Dude, I might get one. So do you think it's like for selling drugs?
Basically, is it untraceable?
Or is he like genuinely investing in his own business? And that's just his way of doing it? Or do you think it's like his own brand of drug phones?
Maybe this is his way of getting out, since his brother's locked up and his brother was a man. But who's to say? Yeah,
dude. I don't think I can hold it anymore. But hold on, hold on, hold on. Sorry for this, you guys. But 1, 2, 3. JP is off the MIC. That smells Mike. It's alright. JP's out. Good night. What's up, stoners, stonettes, stonettes? We are back from a very brief intermission of about 2 days.
Very brief.
Yeah, to pick up where we left off on the last opinionated stoners. So grab your blunts, your bongs, your joints, whatever the fuck you like to smoke. Grab your crown, your keystones, or your bush. or your Bud Light or whatever the fuck you like to drink. And let's get high and get drunk. Happy birthday, Brandon. Today is your fucking birthday. What's up, man?
Birthday bash episode. What's
birthday
up?
B. What's up, man? And then we got Dylan. How you living, man?
Good. Happy birthday, B, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
We do off on that crown. And you named all the beers that is other than Bud Light.
I felt like I just...
pretty much the cheap ones that, you know... Get you a 15-pack for $7. That's what I fuck with.
Oh, for sure, dude. Yeah. With 6% alcohol volume, get turned up, man.
Straight up, man. I fuck with it. Matter of fact, we had the Keystone Ice tonight.
Yeah, dude.
15-pack for $7. $6.99.
Yes. And for the sake of just off the bat tonight, I am smoking on fucking,
Do you remember?
Nah. Not really.
Must be alright then.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to remember?
Yeah.
Probably not. Probably not, dude.
What's the saying? I think I'm too high to do this right now, but...
Hold on, I'm really too high to do this right now, but at the same time, are we ever too high to do anything? I don't think so. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
Shit, sounds reasonable.
Exactly. How's your birthday been, bro?
Yeah, man, 28. It's quite a year, dude.
30.
It's basically 30. It's definitely like, if you're in denials at 27, like maybe I was, you're definitely in your late 20s now. Like, there's no denials.
The Nile is not just a river in Egypt.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, every year's cooler, I guess. But at the same time, you just think,
damn.
Shit. Yeah, this shit don't last forever.
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean.
But yeah, that's why I like to do. Have a good time party on my birthday, man. Like, people feel like as you get older, there's nothing to celebrate. Man, it's something to celebrate that you're even still here. So fuck it. Turn up.
Fuck it. Turn up, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
That's how I live, man. Fuck it. Yeah, so, it's straight freestyle, man. What the fuck are we going to talk about tonight?
You know what? Right now, we're talking about fucking shit, dude. What do you like to drink? I know what you like to drink, but for the sake of the pod, what do you like to drink?
Yeah, I know what was on earlier, man. That motherfucking Crown Apple.
Crown Apple, dude.
Yo, Crown, like, okay.
So let's talk about it.
So my homeboy, my brother, man, he put me on it. God damn. So not only do I actually genuinely like it, I love the fucking name, man.
Crown, yeah.
Crown me, man.
Dude,
Crown.
And it's from Canada.
Canada is definitely from Canada.
Canada, all right, man. It's from fucking Canada.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up Canadian. Canadian.
Canadian.
if it's Canada, then you're definitely Canadian.
Yeah, you're all the way fucking Canadian. Oh, shit,
straight
dude.
Up.
So, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it is. Oh, shit, man. That's only, what, 2 days away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely get this out either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Probably Christmas Day.
So, tell me, man.
Go with the normal Wednesday, you feel me?
Yo, can
so
I ask
Merry
you?
Merry motherfucking Christmas to y'all, man.
Merry motherfucking Christmas. Can I ask you a motherfucking question for Christmas?
So,
have you been, and you have to be completely honest.
Okay.
Dylan, you got to listen, too, because you got to be completely honest, too. This is a question for both of y'all. Y'all promise y'all gonna be honest?
Probably.
I can't deal with a probably. I need a yes. I'll be honest.
I need another question.
It's nothing that's gonna get you in trouble.
Fine. I can choose not to answer the question. So, yes, I'll be honest if I answer the question.
All right. Yeah. I'll agree with that. All right. So, have you been naughty or nice?
what the fuck? Okay.
It's Christmas time, dude. Have you been naughty or nice?
I think I'm nice.
I disagree, but moving on.
All right.
Dylan, have you been naughty or nice? Well, okay. All right. Well, at least that's pretty much the truth, so I'll take it. Brandon, why do you think you've been nice? Because, frankly, I think
how
you're...
How do you know the fucking answer?
I've been nice, dude. I've been doing shit for people, except for throwing a guacamole on a bitch that one time.
And why'd you get fired from one from one store, but we're not even going to talk about that.
Nah, dude. Okay, first of all, I didn't get fired. Second of all, this woman pushed me to the point where I felt the need to say, bitch, get out of my line. And that's why I felt the need to say, she's so ugly, I can't understand why this bitch has a kid. Who would fuck her? It's not my fault, dude. She instigated that. She brought it on herself, dude. Hey. If she didn't want that response from me, she shouldn't have pushed me to give that response.
That ain't what she said, you said.
Okay,
well,
no.
We're not gonna go there. That's what I said, man. We're not gonna go there. But anyway.
Okay, I've been semi-naughty.
So why do you feel like I have... Why do you feel like I would not be on the nice list? The fuck is that supposed to mean?
Because you're a dick.
I'm the most selfless, nice person I know.
I would agree with the selfless part, but at the same time, you're still a dick. Like, like, ain't no way around that. And I think it goes along the lines of how you treat people, not what you do for them, how you treat them.
I think I treat people greatly. The fuck you mean?
Nah, dude, you do stuff for people, but you're still a dick.
Yeah, I treat people the way I feel like they deserve to be treated.
Then you must feel like some people deserve to be pretty shittily treated, dude. Okay, you say that because you're looking in from the inside. You're not looking in from the outside, bro. Yeah. You can't see into the windows of your own house because you're in it. I'm standing outside your house looking in, dog.
And what did I do to you? Like, I'm like one of the best people you know.
You definitely are. That doesn't mean that you're not a dick. That doesn't mean that you're not a dick. That just means that you're loyal and you're real. That's all that means. You're still a dick.
I feel like, you just not contradict. Like, I feel like you just not yourself. Like, you confuse me being a dick with just me being honest. Like,
nah, you can be real and be nice.
Sometimes
you can still be real and be a dick.
Sometimes you can't be real and say it nice. Like, you can try.
No, you can. It just, if the other person takes it some type of way, then they're clearly a bitch.
Well, okay, that's how I feel all the time.
Yeah, so.
I normally call the people to get mad at what I say a bitch.
Yeah, I don't get mad at what you say, though.
Okay.
I just think you're a dick for saying it. There's a difference, you know what I mean? You're definitely my best friend, but you're also definitely an asshole. Yo, you're smoking in here. Can I smoke?
Yeah.
Really? All right, I take back everything about I said that
nah,
Brandon was
that.
An asshole. Nah, fuck you.
Nah, fuck you.
Nah, fuck you.
Nah, fuck you.
What do you mean, fuck you?
Like, I would ask Dylan, but I know, like...
Nah, go ahead, ask him.
Dylan has a
completely fuck that.
Different... Dylan has, like, that little brother experience almost.
Yeah, so...
You know what?
I was definitely a dick to Dylan.
Yeah, I'd say a little bit.
Bump it, dude. Agreed. Agreed. Straight
but that's
up.
That's my little brother point of view, though.
Yeah, can I use your lighter?
But,
grassy, yeah. Asses are grassy.
Yo, man, fucking 28, man.
30.
Do you know what it feels like to be 28?
30.
I don't think that I do because I'm 22, but if I could imagine, it feels like shitty. Dude, you're another year closer to death.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking exactly.
Yeah, man. Like.
I was like, what did you think you were at, going at, like, when you were 15? What did you think?
Honestly, when I was 15, bro, I thought I would be living exactly how I was living forever.
Word, you didn't, like, really think ahead of time?
Not really. That's why I got into so much trouble and did all this and that, because I didn't think in the future. I just thought of, all right, this is what I'm going to do now. Fuck what's going to happen later. This is now.
That does make sense.
Yeah. Now I definitely think differently. But back then, when I was 15, nah, dude, I was.
Nah. I'd be thinking about that shit myself.
Like, I got a little half village, Christmas village. I'm trying to get a start. Right, so I don't have much. And JP was like, yo, you're lame for that.
I didn't say you were.
You did say.
I said lame. You were old for that. I didn't say you were lame.
You said I was lame.
But I also said that I agree with the fucking, I like it. It's dope.
And I was like, look, man, I've been waiting for like probably 3 years to feel like I was old enough to start a Christmas village. I've been waiting on this day. I feel like I'm old enough to be lame and still feel cool.
Happy 30th birthday.
Happy 30th to me.
Happy 30th to Brandon. 28, we running up though, bitch.
28 is the new 30. What you know about the Trump impeachment?
I know that he's still our president. But most of what I've seen, everybody is talking like he got completely removed out of office.
Would you vote to take him out completely if it was up to you?
No.
No.
I agree that he's an asshole, but I also agree that, like, he's done good things.
Yeah. Well, man, people got all, I don't know, man. Like, the best thing I've heard is, like, people saying that that no president before has been impeached served two terms, but I don't even know if that's completely true. So like they said, I don't think there's ever been a president actually removed from office. One resigned before during his impeachment or some shit.
Was that Nixon?
Yeah, I think so. But none of them ever got removed. But yeah, that shit definitely I don't know. I don't even know shit about it.
I think that people need to educate themselves before they make opinions like that. Like, some people just hate him because off of what media says.
That's true, too. I think the whole Republican versus Democrat is whack as fuck.
You know, they really are acting like Blood and Crips. And I think this came up on the last, our bonus episode, too. Democrips and Republicans.
I don't think we called it that, but yeah, we definitely have talked about it.
That's straight up how it is, man. Just without the violence. Like, that's straight up how it is. That's white people's version of Bloods and Crips.
It is.
Yeah.
I said that for a long time. Then, it's straight up. People try to argue with me, and it's like, nah, because you side with your, you go with your side no matter what. So that's that's gang, mentality.
But, yeah, I think it's wild. And I also think that people that aren't in those parties forget that we have the right to overthrow our government. In the Constitution. And I'm down for it. Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. And I'm down for it, too, bro. You damn fucking right, bro. I thought about it, man. I was dating this girl, Bailey, bro.
So you're down for the revolution. All right.
And I went down into detail. I'm not going to do this on microphone. But I went down into detail about how I wanted to get some shit together and get this shit started. You damn right, bro. We get a little militia going. And we both start saying, all right, man, fuck you, bro. Let's get it. Bro, I'm down with it, man. You know what I mean? As my right, I'm down to overthrow this fucking government, bro.
Yeah.
And I think what they really need to do is put a poor person in office. Because a poor person could run this shit better than a rich person could.
For real, for real.
They won't know doing it for business side.
Okay. No, you could be a poor person and still be a fucking genius. You just came up and true. Trump and all the other presidents, I feel like, came from money.
True.
I feel like if you take somebody that literally had nothing the first part of their life, and after they got an adult pursued it and became president, they would run the fuck out of this country, man.
You know, because of Trump, people are hollering down, you need to put stricter stipulations on presidency. Because you just have to be a certain age, pretty much. That's the biggest restriction. You have to be born in the U.S.
Yeah, I knew that.
U.S. citizen, but the biggest thing is you have to be a certain age, so you don't have to be in politics, you don't have to be damn a college grad. I don't think that Trump is really a damn proof that we need to make that stricter. Let's let one through the damn net, feel me, but not one I would have picked, but I still feel like there's good people that don't have stricter stipulations than a certain age that could do it.
I'll agree. Man, you know what I think I need right now?
What?
A blunt. Or I feel like I might be out.
Sounds pretty good. We can pause in a minute. Well, I guess we're going to pause now because I have another conversation for us. So I guess we're going to pause now.
That's cool. All
right, so we're back from that little JP smoke break.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I'm revived now.
All right, so I was wanting to talk about, we're coming into a new decade, man, a new year. And I want to claim 2020 as our year for this podcast, man.
Even though that's such a cliche thing to say, I agree. And my music.
Yeah, and what I mean by that, man, like, it may not mean a whole lot to somebody else, but, I mean, we need to make the proper moves for it to mean a lot to us and for it to get us on the right step to where we need to be. Because, like, a little bit would probably be a long way right now.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit would probably feel like a lot.
Yeah, it normally does.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to try to, like, clean up the show, you know, like, make it better than any other year. Like, we try to do that. We've been going for almost 2 years. JP's been with us for almost a year, you know, so I feel like every episode gets better anyways. Also, you know, bringing interviews that we've talked about bringing in before, you know, we've talked to people that I said last year we'd get them on and we never did, you know, they still hit me up and new people hit me up, so do shit like that. Promotion, you feel me?
Yeah.
All this type of shit. But more importantly, man, it brings up a bigger topic of manifestation, pretty much. Like,
I can dig on this.
Exactly, man. We claim it now, but we have to put in the work.
Yes, but we also, yeah, claim it now. And truly believe if we have even the slightest doubt, then no guarantees it'll work. It's the only thing. Like, you have to wholeheartedly believe. You have to act like it's already happened. Not that it's going to happen, that it already has. And you have to talk as if it has already happened. And then it will. You have to wholeheartedly believe that much. If there's any doubt, chances are it won't. It won't manifest.
Like, I personally don't know if it's coincidence or if it's, like, really is manifestation. But a lot of people talk about it. Rich Homie Quan said he called himself Rich Homie before he was fucking rich. You know, shit like that. Charlamagne the guy talks about things that he manifested a lot. Snoop Dogg, in a negative way, said he thinks that when you rap, your pen can manifest things.
Yeah, speaking it into existence.
Yeah, but he was talking about, you know, negative outcomes that have happened. But regardless, you know, it's positive or negative, and that was actually his overall point.
Energy flows where your focus goes, homie. Like, and you want me to tell you something that you should maybe try, and it's what I do, and for certain things it's worked, because, I don't know, I guess certain things still in the progress, or I didn't believe enough, but, like, say in the morning, write down in specifics what you want 3 times, and
yeah.
Think about it for 17 seconds, do it again in the afternoon 6 times, do it again in the night 9 times, and that shit works, dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah. It does sound like a lot. It does sound like a lot.
Not really, dude. It takes a whole 1.5 minutes out of your day each time.
No,
so
a lot of people feel like what I just now said, they're not, oh, man, it feels like a lot. It's really just, you know, even myself, it's just kind of laziness if you can't take that time out.
I feel that. I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, you think it really works, so, like, you do believe in it.
Absolutely.
Oh, shit, I said we claim it, then.
I mean, yeah, we are big as fuck, dude. We are making hits in the studio right now.
We need to come up with a studio name. That'd be pretty cool. Any ideas? I do think that'd be pretty dope, man. What about you, Dylan?
OJ Studio?
Yes, it's dope.
No, I mean, like, any ideas?
OJ Studio.
OJ Studio. We're not killing a white girl in this.
Why not? White girls are the worst.
Well, because we're not literally, and we're also not cooking anything, so therefore.
Yo, I really want to eat a cat. Like, that's been an issue with me for the past couple weeks. I really want to eat a fucking cat,
so
yeah.
So my homie went to some place called, like, what was it called? Something Cat Cafe? I don't know. Some shit called Cat Cafe. And, like, somebody, I think Stephanie asked what it was in the comments, and he said it's a coffee shop where you go and there's kittens just roaming around and shit, cats just roaming around and shit. And I'm like, I really thought, I didn't really, but, you know, I was hoping deep down, I didn't really think this, but I said in the comments, like, I was thinking this was a Chinese restaurant. I've lost interest.
I understand his where he's coming from, though.
Right.
If I thought a place was serving up cat and I went there and they didn't serve up cat, I would be highly disappointed. I'd probably leave a bad review on Google. Because, you know, that shit matters nowadays.
Yelp's going to hear from me, damn it.
You damn fucking right, homie. Yelp, I will Yelp the fuck out of some Yelp. Speaking of, dude, can I get some milk?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Most people do only fucking go to reviews, though, when they want to complain. They don't really want to go when they got something cool to say. Like, you see some, but ain't really the majority.
What's up, Stoner, Stonette, Stonettes? We are back for another episode of Opinionated Stoner. So grab your blunts, your bongs, your joints, or whatever the fuck you like to smoke. Grab your crown, your keystones, your Bush Ice or Bud Light or whatever the fuck you like to drink. And let's get high and get drunk and Happy New Year's. We started recording this a few minutes ago, but then, you know, as soon as the ball dropped, the shit flopped, and we weren't able to continue for some reason.
Yeah, we could have waited till midnight Central Time. Look at that shit. We should have just played it off.
Ah, dude. You know what? Fuck it, man. Honesty is the best policy. Happy New Year's.
So, yeah, we're recording that fucking New Year, and the fucking computer just crashed on some Y2K shit. I don't know what the fuck.
That's some bullshit.
But we were talking about the best and worst time of the last decade. Like, I feel like I've been through a lot this decade personally. Started off the decade, just graduated high school, coming off a fucking breakup with the first girl, with the first serious girlfriend, like somebody that you took serious. And then end it, married, take care of some kids, it's not even mine, you feel me? In the meantime, caught a felony, like, just all kind of crazy shit.
You got old.
Got old, yes.
Yeah, you definitely got old.
Yo, like, my license just got fucking expired.
Damn,
it took
dude.
10 years for that to happen.
What?
10 years.
Yeah,
that shit's
definitely
crazy. Like, babe, we just witnessed
this. Yo, you are wilding the fuck out, bruh. You go. Yo, get the fuck out, Stephanie. You're wilding, man. Look at that.
Alright, I just muted Stephanie's mic.
Thank you. Because it's like,
is muted so she can get herself straight.
Oh, I
was just trying to do my best. I was like, shit.
But,
okay.
I'm
good now. Sorry.
What did we say? What did you, we went over, what was the worst part of your decade that you could talk about? Because you said there were quite a few things you wouldn't even talk about.
Yeah, not on the microphone. But, that I can't talk about a breakup. The worst thing I would. That
about
I could.
Get a shot in your eye.
I would actually.
You would actually.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, actually, dude. I'll say the worst thing was the house fire that me and my mom had in our house.
Losing pretty much everything.
Yeah, except for some clothes that was in the dryer.
And changing your life and shit. I can feel you.
That was the worst thing that this happened to me this decade that I can talk about.
We also, before the computer crash, we explained what's going on in this episode.
Oh, yeah. So, we decided to get drunk one night, and we got drunk, and then it was like 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. And then we decided to record. Right? And then I got a little bit too drunk, so we had to stop recording. So then a week, like a couple days later, on Brandon's birthday, shout out, happy belated birthday to you, Brandon, Tori B.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
We got Trevor.
What's up? How you doing? I'm not coming close to you.
Well, he said, what's up? How you doing?
I'm not coming closer to this.
It might a little bit.
And then we started recording again drunk on Brandon's birthday, but then again, I got drunk and then wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, like both times we lasted right about 20 minutes and we like paused it and never came back.
And that was actually a week ago yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and this is a week long intermission and now we're on New Year's and we first initially started recording before the ball dropped.
Yeah, we thought it'd be cool as fuck to have the countdown, and we had it, man. We counted down, and all of a sudden the computer crashed, and nothing was saying.
We took shots when the ball dropped and everything.
Yeah, I mean, we had it.
It was
y'all.
Like Happy New Year.
Top content of the internet. You feel me? I don't know how you get any better than Happy New Year.
Right.
But no, I mean, we mainly wanted to cap off this episode because, like, the way we ended it. Didn't really make sense. We just paused, didn't come back. I don't even know what we were talking about. There's no fucking telling. I have not listened back yet. That's going to be interesting. What's today? Yeah, so today's Tuesday going
it's
Wednesday.
It's technically Wednesday.
Yeah, going Wednesday.
It is
so
Wednesday,
January 1st. Okay, so hold up. Let's talk about
days
so this is
until
supposed to
I turn 28.
Dude, this is like a whole new 10 years, bro.
A whole new. We're in the roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s, dude.
Okay,
the
so
2000
I saw
a meme, fucking 20s.
Saw a meme that said we should go back to tailored suits. And here's my issue.
We definitely should. What do you mean?
Here's my issue. A lot
they're
of suits,
expensive as fuck.
That a lot of suits look good, but the picture that I saw them showing people in the 1920s, their suits didn't even look good. Like, let's be real. Their suits did not even look good back then.
I think some of them did, but I'm gonna be real. Knowing myself,
maybe if you had good money,
I want to say I would be styling either fucking way.
I mean, yeah, we definitely have suits a little bit.
If that style came back, dude, I got a couple outfits that would slay. You know what I mean?
That's not me. You wearing a pantsuit? Huh? Stephanie, you wearing a pantsuit? You going Hillary Clinton up?
You kind of, you going Danny DeVito it?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think is going to happen in your next 10 years? How old are you? 22, right?
Yeah, I'd
be 32. 32 going into damn 1930.
I want to say that I have a career in music by then. Actually, I'm going to have a career in music by then.
Hell yeah. I like it.
Like, there ain't no, it has no choice but to happen.
I feel you.
I'm going to have, and
I'm
going to be.
You have no choice. When you tell yourself you have no choice, man, that's when you make it work.
I mean, it has no choice but to happen, dude. I got my little appointment rescheduled for January 17th. And after that, dude, I will regain full self-confidence. And then I will be on my shit, man. I will have a whole different sound when it comes to music, dude.
That's what's up, man. That's when it'll be time to do videos.
That's when it'll be time to start doing shows.
Shows, hell yeah. Turn it up a notch.
Oh, yeah, dude, because I know I can do it. I know that's the only thing that's holding me back. But once I get that fixed, I want nothing to be holding me back.
That's another thing we've talked about, I think, in this bonus. Like, so I ain't listened back yet, so I don't know everything. But I think we listened to the fact that it's time to turn up the podcast a notch, too. So wonder if that'll still be going on in 10 years.
You know what? It definitely will. The podcast, it'll be off the ground, man.
If you,
we will have our own dispensary, dude. What did you say? King Chong Kush? What was it?
When we came up with our own strategy.
Yeah, man. What was it?
That might have been it. Sounds about right.
I know mine would be JP's Wonder Chronic.
Wonder Chronic. I like it. JP's Wonder Chronic.
JP's Wonder Chronic.
You got one?
Or Sour Chong.
Sour Chong.
Supersonic Chronic. Stephen is not quick off the brain.
Supersonic Chronic. I dig it. Off the mic, we got Will over here. He just suggested Supersonic Chronic. I think I can dig it.
Look at that. Salt and Pepper Live in Hollywood.
Yo, they're still a thing?
Hey, a lot of people, you confuse a thing and still, like, out there making money. Because, like, that's something you asked me one day. Like, did you know, I forgot who, but you're like, did you know such and such was still a thing? It's like, people still perform. They still have fans to come see them. A thing,
okay,
I don't know.
Okay, but
you
they're
call
just
thing,
not making
like,
new music. Or new shit.
More than likely, they're not. If they are, maybe it's not quite hitting, like, their old shit.
It makes sense.
But yeah, man, we mainly just wanted to put a real cap on this. Then we did that tonight. You got more to talk about?
I think, yeah, actually. What about that Texas shooting, dude?
I mean, like, it's cool that the...
I found the dude's profile on Facebook. Well, I saw it.
The shooting or the one that...
The one that shot the shooter.
Yeah. Which I guess it was armed security. It's cool that the church was prepared, but I mean, I'm kind of confused on how this guy even got into the church. Like, I need to know more. Because, like, he was just standing there. Like,
I mean, it looked
suspicious.
Like he had a whole ass jacket on, though, where he could have been. And it looked like a little shotgun. Or it definitely was a shotgun.
Yeah, he was looking suspicious. Beginning.
Like, yeah. But.
And what kind of place is called White Settlement, Texas? Like, that's the real story. Let's talk about that.
That sounds like some Texas-ass shit, man. Wait, hold up. Didn't you live in Texas?
I did.
Yo, Trevor, come here.
What the fuck is White Settlement, Texas?
Yeah, what the fuck is...
Oh, White Settlement is like a small-ass little...
Yo.
It's where white people settle, apparently.
Is it where white people settle?
Yeah, it's where you go when you gotta get off the highway to go piss for a minute.
Yo.
And then you get the wrong turn.
Yeah,
that sounds like where some white people would settle. Yo, you know what? What one thing, you remember when I first came on the podcast, dude?
Yeah.
And we started Stop White People 2019?
Yeah.
You know what? As of right now, what time is it? January 1st, 2020. It is time for hashtag wars. Hashtag Stop White People 2020. We're bringing it on into this decade too. So what you got for that? Come on, man.
All right, white people gotta stop making unnecessary noises in public this next decade.
Wait, hold
I'm
on.
I'm tired of walking downtown and like when you hear argument, like you might assume other ethnicities depending on how this argument sounds. When you hear penis. You're like, oh, another fucking white person.
I'll agree with that.
When you hear, woo, go team! Another white person.
That's definitely some white people shit, man. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, we gotta stop doing that, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop white people 2019.
2020, girl, get the fuck out.
2020, I'm already fucking up. 2021
You're so 2000
is my year for
late.
Sure. Nah, I'm drunk. Happy New Year, y'all.
I don't have any more cigarettes.
What you got for us? You dropped the hashtag. What you got?
On a realistic note, like, stop coming and playing fucking lottery at Sphinx. Get a fucking life, dog. Jesus, fuck, man. Go find some better shit to do. Find somebody that takes Viagra and get some dick, man. Stop coming the fuck in and playing unnecessary lottery tickets. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and fuck you to you illiterate college students that can't do three little steps on your own to get enrolled in school, by the way. Yeah. Fuck you. Leave that shit in 2019. And stop letting your mamas call in for you all the fucking time.
I guess that's we're keeping the job related.
Y'all have a good night.
Stop coming in and assuming that just because we may have a misleading name to our store, that our shit's not made in China. Like, everything is fucking made in China.
I need to get a girlfriend.
What's not made in China? Like, why are you so... Why are you so offended? I need a girlfriend made in China.
I can dig an Asian girl.
But no, for real, like...
Some ching chang.
It's not made in China. Everything's fucking made in China.
I don't know. Some things are made
literally,
in Vietnam. And some things are
made
in Korea.
In China.
Well, like, other than that, everything is made in China.
I've had some shit made from
China. It's probably made in China.
Actually, it's not.
Shut up.
Taiwan was made in China, bro. So therefore, if it was made in Taiwan, it was made from China.
All right, so to prove Stephanie wrong, this shit was actually made in Colorado, but the can itself, the can itself was probably made, say it with me, in Vietnam.
Look, all them cans they down, all them cans Vietnam. Americans.
Is it really
made in Vietnam? So all the cans Americans collected during damn World War II in Vietnam just went to Vietnam.
Damn, dude. So America guerrilla warfare themselves? Because weren't they fighting the Vietnam? Or
where on this can does it say Vietnam? I don't see shit about no Vietnam.
It's underneath the little tab.
I went to Vietnam.
You gotta break the tab off.
Nah,
fuck
that.
He went to Vietnam. Yo, back in, yo, alright, we're going to start a new segment for this,
Lieutenant.
For this episode.
We probably shouldn't.
No, this segment, this one time we're going to do, alright? All right. It's called Back in Nam.
Back in
Nam. And you got to say it in the old person's voice, dude.
I don't think I'm fucking, go ahead.
Alright, so like.
I was on third platoon.
He was on third platoon.
There was three of us.
Oh, fuck. I'm about to spit all my beer up.
So, what you got?
Yeah.
Alright, back. We're back.
Alright, and you gotta say it in the old man voice.
No, what you got?
Alright, I'm about to do it, but you gotta do it too. Back in Nam, I saw Goonies coming out the wing wing.
What?
Yo, do you know what happened back in Nam? That's why I really didn't want to talk about this.
Right.
I really don't.
Like, I didn't
want to
stop you, but I didn't want to stop you because it might be funny, but I didn't want to talk about it myself.
I have no idea, to be honest.
Yo, back in Nam. We used to kill kids that ran up on our trucks.
Yo, what?
For real?
That's whack. I didn't know that.
Because you didn't know who might bomb you, who might shoot you. And they would literally strap up kids.
Yeah, they would.
And sacrifice kids. So, yeah, sometimes you had it. I mean, that's part of war in general. Like, it's not just Nam, but it's just I had grandparents and that, you know, had to go through that.
Why are you laughing, dude? You're an asshole.
Because I also know a guy that's too young for Nam that killed, that did a mission that involved killing kids as just, you know, just as a bystander. Like, just as collateral, I guess. This is part of war, but, you know, it sucks because, you know, it's just, it is what it is. You do what you gotta do to survive for yourself.
Well, I didn't say anything about killing kids.
That's just the truth of the matter, though.
I mean, that's fucked up, but I can't argue with it. Like,
I'm sorry, that's where my mind goes. That's why I didn't really want
it. I was just making a back in Nam joke.
I don't know how.
I mean, just back in Nam, you did something that you don't know, like a back in my day type shit.
Yeah, but yours was kind of whack, so it wasn't going anywhere.
Because I didn't know what else to say.
Back in my day is a whole lot easier.
Yeah, but it's the same, like, concept, but just back in Nam.
So, like, we have a 31-minute countdown till Central Time. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, it's not even the new year for everybody. So does the ball re-drop?
Well, it's bigger as you get from the East Coast to the West Coast.
It's probably late.
Yeah, which I find crazy in itself, you know, but that is what
and,
it is.
And because like, some states...
The show's going to re-drop the ball?
Or it might...
Like, the streets is cleared.
They're going to do it, like, another 2 times. Because you got
But they're in New York, so the streets are going
to
be cleared.
They just show Bubba Gump Shrimp on the TV, right? And my back at Nam joke was gonna be about
getting shot in the buttocks
and having to save up, but that's crazy.
There's something on Facebook about how to time Forrest Gump right to bring in the new year with Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, I saw that.
Happy New Year, Lieutenant Dan.
Did you say you never watched Forrest Gump?
No.
Dude, that's one of the movies you gotta watch at least once.
No, that's my shit, dude.
Somebody might have said that.
No, it definitely wasn't me. Forrest Gump was my shit.
Yo, like, I'm really confused at the fucking computer crashing. Like, some Y2K shit.
Crazy.
I mean, it's even got a good charge to where even if it just came unplugged, it won't just turn off.
Yeah, that shit was lag, dude.
It is fucking 2020.
We're over here partying with some friends, but we're really partying by ourselves.
Right.
20 years flown by.
Homie's done passed out.
I got a cat, though.
Let's go grab the bunny.
Who wants to go to the store?
Anything else, man?
Nah, I'm good.
I'm
man.
Drunk. Don't
like this. This is gonna come out in our normal episode time, so it's gonna seem like a normal episode, but
it really ain't.
Yeah, it's more like a bonus. This shit was all over the place.
I'm drunk.
You listen this far, man, we really appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe on whatever you listen to, whether that be, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe on all those. Big things coming 2020, man. We might be doing video. I know the right people to talk to learn a lot, because some people that I just now seen are getting pretty advanced. We're pretty good friends, so then we'll go talk to him, get some tips on how to do some video. So that shit should be coming soon. Interviews.
New music.
Some weed.
Be sure to follow us Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. At Opinionated Stoners, at Opinion Stoners, one or the other. Yeah, give us a like, give us a share.